We're doing the Sefer Amidot. We're up to chapter 18, page Kufvav. And the Magid Miduvna had been exploring the different terms we use in our prayer in Shacharit about Torah. We say the Torah is Emet, V'yatziv, V'nachon, V'kayam, V'ne'eman. And he had gone to great lengths explaining what does Emet mean, what does Yatziv mean, what does Nachon mean, what does Kayam mean. And now he's about to begin exploring the term V'ne'eman. The truth is that this is one of the most important chapters in the book, but we keep saying that because each chapter here is pivotal. Many times you talk to people about Judaism, you talk to people about theology, you talk to people about the existence of God, and suddenly people demand of you proofs that are beyond your wildest dreams. And we discussed this, we touched on this in our series, Intro to Judaism, Basic Jewish Philosophy. One of the first things we discussed was what criterion are we going to have for truth? Meaning what we have to set up our criterion before we ask the questions. Well, what's acceptable to us? A person says, God, if you exist, I want lightning to strike. And then lightning strikes. Is that acceptable? Meaning you have to decide in advance, what are you waiting for? What do you want to see? What is going to be an acceptable indication to you? And very often we don't do that. And then when we face things, we start saying, hey, wait a second, is that so? Maybe it's not. And maybe this, and maybe that. And if you really analyze it fairly, you'll realize that you're questioning beyond what you question anything else in your life. And the example we gave is that if I bring in a bottle of Coke and I offer you a drink, everyone's willing to drink. No one thinks the bottle's poisoned. Coca-Cola bottles have been poisoned. We haven't yet had a situation where a mass revelation was faked or proven to have been faked. We haven't yet had a situation where 2 million people were fed godly food for 40 years in the desert and that was faked. We haven't yet had a situation where 10 unnatural plagues take place for a year straight with someone forecasting exactly when it's going to happen and it was faked. There are a lot of things that back up our tradition that have not been faked. You take the Sefer Torah that were found all over the world and you suddenly say, wait a second, this is pretty consistent. Nuances of differences. I mean, after so many years and yet you see almost no differences and yet people question here more than they question about a bottle of Coke. And the question is why? So we explored this in our class on basic Jewish philosophy. And the Sefer HaMidot, in his unique way, is going to tackle this issue as well. And he begins the 18th chapter. He says, we say about the Torah, V'ne'eman, it is trustworthy. It is trustworthy. Da, he says, I want you to know, ki bezulat emunah, that without trust, and me'efshar la'adam liot chay al pnei adamah. You can't live on the planet without a certain level of trust. V'lo yavor lav sha'o shtam sh'lo yichaveu ha'chech lishtamesh b'midah zot, and you cannot live more than an hour or two before you have to apply trust in the world. And I would say a minute. He says an hour or two. Because if a person says, I don't believe anything I don't see, and a person says, I don't trust anything I didn't verify, I didn't verify that this really works, I didn't verify that this really functions, then don't eat anything you haven't eaten yet. Don't try any new foods at the restaurant. Don't eat anything you haven't eaten because, hey, it might be poison. You never tried it before. And you can't drink anything you haven't drank yet because who knows what it'll do to you. You can't go anywhere that you haven't gone yet. Because who said that's the way to get there? Who said anything's true in the world? You see a sign that says Jerusalem. You're going to believe that sign? Why do you trust that sign? In everything we do, there's a certain element of trust. How are you going to a place you never went before? But you're trusting, when people say you want to get there, this is the way to go, you trust them. When there's a sign, you trust the sign. You eat food because you believe that these foods are edible. And so we have to realize that faith precedes everything. You can't take a step without faith. There's a certain element of faith that allows you to get out of bed in the morning. Who told you there's a floor there? Oh, you think there's a floor. You see there's a floor. Did you step on that floor yet today? We believe. We believe on certain levels. In the way the world functions is that we believe that which is fit to be believed. And without believing, you can't live. You can't experiment everything. The example we gave in class was the doctor gives you a prescription. Are you going to take it or not? You want to do some research online? Fine. But at the end of the day, you do take it. And so on and so forth. We do live with trust. We question. Sometimes we're not sure we should be so trusting. But most of what we do, we trust. We trust when we buy a bottle of milk that there's going to be milk in that bottle. And we trust that when we turn the key in the ignition, it's going to start. And there's a lot of trust. There are a lot of things that if I'd ask you, how do you know? How can you prove it? If you're going to ask me, how do you know there wasn't a time machine that Moshe Rabbeinu went back there, I'll say, wait a second. No one's invented a time machine to go back in time yet. And you're worried about that. So why aren't you worried about things that have happened in the world, like people poisoning bottles of Coke? That you can't live if you're worried about. Right? You can't live if you keep worrying that people poison everything. But people do. But you can't live that way. You say, it's not far-fetched enough that I don't worry about it. Okay, so then you have to realize that there's a certain level of trust that you live your life by. And that level of trust is very important. So now we have to understand, what are the preconditions? When is it logical to trust? What criterion have to be met? And that's where we'll pick up, Ezrat Hashem, next time.